It's a residency at the House of M's.
This is Triple M Nights with Dave Gleeson.
Well, this band exploded onto the scene in the mid-90s and took the world by storm with a sound that no one had ever heard anything like before. And Triple M are bringing them to Australia. I'm talking of Live, who are going to be here in April with Incubus. And right now we're joined by Ed Kowalczyk. Ed, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Mate, you're looking forward to getting over to here to Australia?
Always looking forward to getting to Australia. But yeah, this has been in the works for a while, you know. When it came, I started to hear the name Incubus last year in Australia and Live and Incubus together. And I thought, oh boy, this could be good. And I was so happy when it all came together. I feel like the package is a perfect pairing of the two really great bands that are playing at the top of their game right now. I couldn't be happier. I think, that this package could actually have a future beyond Australia, but no better place to try it out and kick it off in Australia, I tell you, because the fans are amazing.
Awesome, mate. Now, it's great to have Live back together. I know there's been a bit of stuff going on in the background and stuff. But you must feel great that you're out there and the music is what it's all about again.
Absolutely. We've had a storied past over the last 10 years back and forth, and but now, fast forward to this to 2024, and it's just full steam ahead. The show is absolutely phenomenal. We've gotten a couple shows in this year so far, but we only have one more in Atlanta, Georgia, I think, and then it's down to down under. So awesome. It's coming up quick. I'm super excited.
Now let's go back a little bit. You bought out your first two albums to you were building your fan base and things like that early on, but when Throwing Copper came out and it all went crazy, how quick was that transition from being one of those bands that was kind of building a crowd to just it all going nuts? How kind of much did you notice it, and how quick was that?
Well, it was really quick, and one of the things I remember about it in particular was coming to Australia for a 10-day tour right at the tail end of the first album, Mental Jewelry, and playing a couple clubs and I think a couple festivals early in the day. And then, like, literally a year and a half later, 16, 18 months later, coming back to Australia and playing in arenas. And so it was literally like, here we go to Australia for the first time, here we go for the second time, and it's already embraced at this humongous level. And we're coming back, and the relationship and the loyalty between the fans and the band just keeps going decade after decade, and it's so beautiful that it's always top of mind every time there's a new album or a new world tour we're going to try. It's always, when do we get to go to Australia? And with COVID and fires and all this crap that's been happening over the last 5 years, it was just touch and go, and it finally came together.
And I think for me, one of the things I love about you guys is you don't sound like, in the same vein as Midnight Oil, they just don't sound like anyone else. So you guys don't sound like anyone else, but you must have kind of got your sound from somewhere. What was influencing you as young musicians or as young music fans?
Yeah, well, we started out in the mid-80s. I was, really into the melodic alternative rock of the time, like R.E.M. and the Smiths and U2. And I wasn't really into heavy, anything super heavy. I liked heavy music, but my thing was more like, the R.E.M. side, the college rock kind of
right,
side.
Yep.
And then it was like early 90s, we got our record deal in 90, 91, and we put out Mental Jewelry. And within that period, Mental Jewelry has some, it's really intense record, but it's not really a heavy guitar record.
Right, yeah.
That really was born, in the 2 years sort of post Mental Jewelry into Throwing Copper. And I'd be lying if I didn't say, everything that was happening on the radio at that time influenced me to turn my guitars up and get that wall of guitar going with like Husker Du and Nirvana and everybody was doing. And I said, I want that same impact. And so, even though lyrically, I was just going to do my thing and write songs the way that I felt them, the sound was definitely, I want to turn up, and the band just turned up and never turned down after that.
I love it. All the way up to 11 now. You had that, then Secret Samadhi came out, another absolutely brilliant album. And then The Distance to Here, that was like those three albums, they're like the triumvirate of how, you'd really hit your straps by 99.
Yeah, big time. And, you mentioned The Distance to Here, and I'm telling you, I think the Distance to Here tour and And the whole experience from top to bottom in Australia in particular, uniquely in the world for the band, the distance to here in Australia has just an incredible relationship. It did very well everywhere else, but for some reason in Australia, it was just like run to the water, stood up for love. Everyone just loved all the songs on it. And we toured, I think, once or twice for it. It was just an incredible reception of the three. They were all amazingly received. But man, distance to here as well in Australia just really stood out as connecting, and I'm really excited to come down and play a few of those songs in our set.
Excellent. Now, last thing that you released was 2018, and I know how it gets. You know, I'm in a band myself, and you know, we'll get to some new music eventually. But are you thinking about that, or you're in the moment at the moment?
We do. You know, I made a blues album under a different name, under Goose Blackstone was my name.
All right.
My guitar player back in 2019. And it's funny, then COVID happened and I just made the album was just vinyl only. I didn't put it online or anything, but I've started to take them to the live concerts because I had them. And so some of them are studies probably for future live songs.
Uh-huh.
And actually there's a song called Leave the Radio On, started to play as I'm like, oh wait, this sounds like this. Well, this could be the live single too. It's kind of all coming from me anyway. So, you know, it's been funny to watch that happen because it's a really organic way that this new Ed/live song has sort of, you know, emerged in a natural way. Maybe we'll play that. We'll
get fantastic.
To, play it down there. I'm excited to do it.
We're actually on tour with Cheap Trick at the moment, and they've been Rick Nielsen.
Awesome.
Rick Nielsen's been inviting us up on stage to sing backing vocals on Surrender. Have you got any moments like that where you've met bands and they've gone, oh, come and have a blast with us?
Oh yeah, I've sung on stage with REM.
Awesome.
gosh, I was such a huge fan of them as a kid, and I jumped up on stage in 1995, right when the band was peaking, like, you know, with Lightning Crashes, and I went out to see REM at the Hershey Park Stadium, like 30,000 people, and I went backstage, and Mike said, hey, you know, let's do a song together. What do you want to do? And I said, I want to do Begin to Begin from Life's Rich Pageant. And Michael was like, how the hell am I supposed to remember those lyrics from 15 years ago or 10 years ago, whatever it was at that time? And I said, I don't know. I remember them because I remembered them by heart from my kid. And he had to write them down and write them down quick with a Sharpie and stick them on a music stand because I remembered better than he did.
That's classic. And do you still, I mean, I can tell in your voice, you still have that fandom in you. I mean, you're still a fan of music.
I really am. You know, I haven't gotten to as many shows as I'd like to over the last couple of years, but that's the one thing I love, to go out and do the festivals, because you get to see other bands. Like we'll be down doing the Lookout stuff with Birds of Tokyo and Eskimo Joe and all these bands. So I like to see stuff. That's where I get to see shows. You know,
awesome.
When I get to go out, and I saw Stone Temple Pilots last year. We played a show together with them out in Napa, you know, so I'll get to see, and they were amazing. Incredible with the new singer, just really good.
Yeah. Jeff, he's unreal, isn't he? He's
hopefully
fantastic.
I'll get to see more. Oh, so good, dude. I was really super impressed. Yeah.
Well, you're coming here. It's going to be April. You can do on Brisbane, Gold Coast, Sydney, Melbourne, Adelaide and Perth with Incubus, the Birds of Tokyo, Super Jesus and Eskimo Joe. Mate, we cannot wait for you to get here, Ed, and thank you so much for your time. And anyone who wants to get tickets, get online and get them.
That's right. We'll see you soon. Can't wait.
Cheers, mate. Thank you so much for your time.
For all the latest rock news, interviews and backstage experiences, don't forget to subscribe to Triple M Rock on the Listener app.